for products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at buyer risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
November 9, 1989. History is made. The Berlin Wall falls. Years pass. Decades end. A new century is born. In 2021, one wall remains at Revolution Radio. The wall between Studio A, the Wisdom Circle, and Studio B, the Raw Deal. The wall falls. History is made. Wisdom Circle plus Raw Deal equals the event. James Fetzer. David Scorpio. Giuseppe Vaffanculo. History is made. And now, the event.
Welcome to the event. Our featured guest, Jack Mullen, will be joining us for the second hour. He had a conflict this morning he could not avoid. Giuseppe and I will be carrying the ball until we have the opportunity for Jack to join us. Giuseppe, among the stories we need to discuss is that there has been an increase in all-cause mortality reported by insurance companies of 40%. This is One America out of Indiana, which is a huge sprawling insurance company. He just draws the line by pointing out that if you had a 10% increase, that would occur once in 200 years, that a 40% increase, and this is not among the elderly, Giuseppe, this is among those age 17 to 65, in other words, working age people, is staggering, and that the numbers are huge, just huge, stunning, he describes them. I have in the past pointed out that there was every reason to believe the pandemic was an illusion, because even insurance companies that had no necessity to increase their rates, that if you look at the mortality tables, for the European nations and even for the United States, there was no increase in death in any age group. We had that study from Johns Hopkins that slipped through the cracks. So what we have on the one hand is that there has been no increase in death when we were only dealing with a pandemic. But now that the vax has been introduced, we're up to 40% increase. Mike Adams, among others, is putting out a warning that this is going to lead to potentially billions of deaths, which, of course, we've anticipated, but the evidence now appears to be undeniable.
Yeah, Jim, that's exactly right. Happy New Year, by the way. We been discussing this for over 2 years now. At first, I would just call into your show 2.5 years ago and just point out what was going on as far as this initiative to drive people to take experimental injections. They call it vaccines, but in no way is this or has it ever been a vaccine. This is a genetic experiment on the human race. I mean, these Satanists always, their dark machinations, they always have to tell you ahead of time what they're going to do. And hence they did in the Rockefeller Foundation report of 2010 outlining four possible scenarios for the phony pandemics they create with their gain of function experimentation. And the worst of the four scenarios in 2010 was Operation Lockstep. The great Harry Vox discovered it and exposed it in 2014 on a cable television show that has now, you know, made its way. It's all over the internet, and credit to Harry for sussing that out. But the reality, Jim, is, you know, I nicknamed this over 2 years ago the scamdemic, but because it was obvious based on the information Operation Lockstep, which the scenario read like today's news. So obviously they have this so planned out that it's surreal to read that report and then see what they're actually doing now as far as the mind control and deception. But honestly, it's shocking that more people haven't woken up yet, that I know of at least a dozen people either directly or one source, one step back. So a direct contact patient or friend, their relative or their parent or their first person has seen someone have a stroke or die. So this is everywhere. So 40%, it's going to get a lot higher, Jim. And it's so criminal. This is so satanically evil. It's just insane that so many gullible first world citizens are going along with this, because it is literally a Russian roulette with four bullets in the chambers.
Yes, yes, yes. And we know that most of the deaths are being caused by a small number of the lots of the vaccine.
That is not true, Jim. That is not
true. Good. Okay, tell me. Go elaborate on that.
Okay, that is a deception to try and convince people that most of the vaccines are safe and effective. That is a scam, and that is an out-and-out lie. There is detrimental effect from injections everywhere. So that is a controlled opposition scam, Jim.
Nice point, Giuseppe. Let me share part of what Mike Adams, who's been all over this from the beginning, has written in one of his latest reports. Global alert. An estimated 10 million person per day are set on irreversible countdown to vaccine death that could exterminate billions if not stopped next year. As estimates and projections show below, as long as clot shot COVID vaccines are being administered around the world, about 10 million people each day are being put on an irreversible countdown to vaccine death. For each day that these vaccine shots continue, in other words, roughly 10 million people will likely die over the next decade based upon these projections. That explains why Biden and other world leaders don't care about legal challenges and the rule of the law. They know that if they can bully these vaccines into people for just one more year, they will murder over 3.5 billion more human beings from vaccine-induced deaths that kick in over the next decade. That's why we have less time remaining than you might think, and that's why the vaccine zealots don't care if they get stopped over the next 2 to 3 years by court challenges. By then, it's too late for humanity. This is a point I've made on many different occasions, Giuseppe, that the problem occurs between the time an illegal or unconstitutional action is implemented by the government and the time it processes the court to find it ruled illegal or unconstitutional. All the mischief takes place in the time in between. It may therefore be heartening that the Supreme Court is going to have an extraordinary special session this week to address the mandate issue. I believe it takes place tomorrow, but we still don't know whether the court will act in a constitutional fashion, where we were astoundingly disappointed by its failure to take the Texas lawsuit in relation to the 2020 election, which, as I have and others observe, is going to be a black stain on the history of the court forever.
Yeah, Jim, I have absolutely no faith or no hope in an ethical decision from the corrupt Supreme Court. You just break it down. You've got three dual citizen Talmudic traitors, so that's three votes in favor of the scamdemic. You've got Sotomayor, who's essentially a converso, so that's four votes for Elfish Big Pharma. Then you've got the traitor, compromised Supreme Court head guy, Roberts. That's five votes. And then the new woman, Comey.
Amy Comey Bryant.
Yeah, she will. Barrett. She is controlled. So that then you'll get six votes supporting Big Pharma and the CDC and the FDA, and you'll get three votes, which is Clarence Thomas, Alioto, And the new guy, Neil Gorsuch.
Gorsuch, yeah.
Maybe I got them the numbers a little wrong, but essentially it's going to be 6-3.
Well, that's just awful, Giuseppe. I just am terrified that that should be the result.
Well, it's,
if they reaffirm the mandate, if they reaffirm the mandate, I cannot see any alternative to taking up arms to oppose it. I just don't see. That's going to be the end game for me, Giuseppe. I'm just staggered by the very thought. Let me continue with what Mike Adams is reporting.
Sure.
The mass casualty event has begun. As Dr. Robert Malone has recently pointed out, we're living through a mass casualty event that looks a lot like genocide. Quote, it's starting to look like the largest experiment on human brains in recorded history has failed. And if this rather dry report from a senior Indiana life insurance executive holds true, that was the 40% increase in deaths in working age people, then Reinhard Fumlich's Crimes Against Humanity push for convening a new Nuremberg trial starts to look a lot less quixotic and a lot more prophetic. At worst, this report implies that federal workplace vaccine mandates have driven what appears to be a true crime against humanity. Massive loss of life and presumably workers who have been forced to accept a toxic vaccine of higher frequency relative to the general population in Indiana, where the AVIR system is currently reporting roughly 21,000 post-vaccine deaths in America, but a well-documented underreporting factor in normal times is around 40. That would mean at least 840,000 Americans have died from the COVID vax. But actually, Giuseppe, if you had two more zeros, you know, treat that 21,000 1%, then you get 2,100,000, which would not surprise me, frankly, not surprise me at all.
Well, excellent point, Jim. And a perfect case in point is last week, the iconic elderly actress Betty White tweeted, get the vaccine. I just took my booster. And 3 days later, she was dead. And so her manager comes out and tries to do damage control and say, no, she died of natural causes. And I call bullshit. That she died of the booster death jab. And that's what their scam of the scam part two of the scamdemic is, that they are going to now, whereas 2 years ago they poo-pooed, they being the globalist parasites, poo-pooed comorbidity, and now that's their ace card, that's their ace in the hole. Everything's comorbidity, everything's the cause is your diabetes, your fast-growing cancer, your stroke, your heart attack, your aneurysm. It was going to happen anyway. Once again, I call bullshit, and that the death jab is causing all these maimings and all these deaths. It's so insane, Jim. It's like we're living in a bad B-grade science fiction movie that, you know, much of the world is zombified under the sway of the international elf, and people like you and I and the others at Revolution Radio and the other shows we do and the great viewers and listeners, they get it. But we're like the pure blood humans, and the rest of the world are zombies. It's just madness to watch this unveil day after day. I keep waiting for the great masses to wake up. For example, in 1976, they, you know, the big corrupt big pharma has been trying to pull this vaccine scam forever. In 1976, the swine flu, the swine flu, you got to get a vaccine. So they killed 53 gullible goofs who took the injection, and they maimed a couple hundred thousand. And then President Gerald Ford pulled it, and there was mass outrage by the citizenry. Now you literally have. In about 11 months, you have at least 1 million Americans murdered, probably more like 2 million, as you observed a few moments ago. And you've got maiming in the realm of 10 million, 10 to 20 million just in this country. And it's going to get so much worse. And where is the outrage? Where is the government stepping up to protect its citizens? It's stunning. This is like clown world on steroids right now, Jim.
Oh, Giuseppe, you're 100% correct, and it's obvious that the only way you could have this kind of control over information dissemination when the facts are so manifest that everyone in the medical care industry knows that something catastrophic is taking place and that the vax is responsible is if you have control of the WHO, the CDC, NIH, the mass media. There's only really one entity that can exercise that kind of domination, which is the Rothschild banking industry.
Right.
I published a recent piece about who really owns the media and big pharma, talking about Vanguard and BlackRock. But it turns out that Vanguard owns most of BlackRock and that both are owned mostly by the Rothschilds, where it appears that this Linda Rothschild calls together when she has a plan she wants to promote. She brings the executives from these highest level communication companies and gives them their marching orders, which they follow to a fault. I mean, Giuseppe, it's just stunning how this is really a Rothschild empire effort, which includes not only the massive depopulation, but the Great Reset, whereby not being satisfied with controlling only like 99% of the wealth of the world, they want to control all 100%. And have only some 500 million remaining who will serve them as serfs and slaves. I mean, just sadly, it is a stunning, a brazen, unbelievably outrageous agenda, but they're following through, and I see no signs of abatement.
Well stated, Jim. The only idea I would submit that it goes beyond wealth, Jim. It goes beyond a literal transformation of the earth and a destruction of nature in service to this satanically evil transhuman agenda and their pursuit of creating something called the singularity, where their dark god, you know, some people call it Satan, Baal or Baal, you know, there's different names, but essentially they worship a dark absolute evil, and they are trying to terraform this planet and enslave its citizenry, destroy nature to allow this transformation, this transhuman reality where the environment becomes so destroyed and toxic and simultaneously creating this this AI, this singularity that can come in some type of physical form and occupy the internet of bodies and the internet of things and the internet of blah, blah, blah. So this is their goal, Jim, and they are well on their way to achieving it.
Well, you know, Giuseppe, one of my areas of expertise in the academy, I published 6 or 8 books in the area of artificial intelligence, computer science, cognitive science. I founded an international journal called Minds and Machines, which I solely edited for 10 years. It's just been a phenomenal success. But what's most intriguing about my involvement here is that most of those who would be contributors or even members of my editorial board, which some said was the best editorial board they'd ever seen for any academic publication of any kind, and that's, I think, quite correct, is that most of them promoted the computational model of the mind, which maintains that human brains function on the same principles as do digital machines, of which I was among a handful of critics, John Searle at Berkeley, for example, and I may be the most prominent who deny that minds function on the same principles as machines. The argument goes roughly in the following way. Where mine is based upon the theory of mind founded in Charles S. Peirce's theory of signs, where Peirce maintained that we think in terms of signs, which are things that stand for other things in some respect or other. Thus, consider, for example, a photograph stands for that of which it's a photograph. There's a strong resemblance relation. Maps bear a resemblance relation to the features of the terrain there by map, when, of course, they're accurate. Statues obviously resemble. Those are the simplest kinds of signs, which are known as icons. And then you have cause and effect relationships or lawful connections, like smoke stands for fire, flames, heat stand for fire. Those are causes and effects. Where there's smoke, there's fire. That's another mode by which we reason. Sometimes the signs require expertise for their identification, such as red spots and an elevated fever might require a physician to diagnose that you have the measles. When you look at tree rings, those are causal effects of the development of a tree over a lengthy period of time, but they give an indication as to the circumstances under which it grew and evolved. Strata in the earth, geologists, archaeologists are familiar with what they represent. And then we have, those are known as indices. The third type of sign is the symbol, merely habitually associated with that for which it stands. These are the natural languages of various nations, English, French, German, Hebrew, and so forth. The word horse, for example, from English, doesn't look like a horse. It doesn't stand for a causal effect of a horse. Watch where you step. The recent remnant of a horse having passed there, it doesn't make noises or run races. The word chair doesn't look like a chair. It's merely habitually associated with chairs. So we have these, you can't sit on the word chair the way you can sit on a chair. You can't pick it up and move it around. Now, on the development of the theory of mind, I have advanced in many places. Minds are sign-using systems, as first implied. I refer to them as semiotic systems, where reasoning takes place by means of associations that are related to those iconic, indexical, and symbolic types of association. For example, I was looking out a window of the third floor of my home in Duluth on a very foggy day. I could see nothing but fog. That reminded me of a postcard that had nothing but fog but the word Seattle on it, and of my son, Brett, who lives in Seattle, where Brett is, among other traits, a playwright, where when he graduated from Reed, he wrote as his senior thesis a play, which was then performed, where his mother and I both came to attend. I had read the play. I couldn't tell it was a comedy or a tragedy. My wife's sister read it, said she thought it was the most depressing thing she'd ever seen. When it was performed on the stage, Giuseppe, it was hilarious. It was a comedy. And my son, who was sitting behind us at the time, just knew enough about how it would come across on the stage to be that, you know, a very effective play. But what I'm pointing about is the iconic, indexical, and symbolic associations. The fog, the postcard, the name Seattle, habitually associated, causal connection. My son's in Seattle. He writes plays. The train of association going back to the performance of his play. Now, that happens in many contexts. I was teaching at the University of Virginia, for example. We would drive through these beautiful hills, and looking at those hills made me think of John Denver's song about country road and all that, which right. made me think of John Denver, who was flying an experimental lightweight aircraft when he crashed and brought about his death. Well, again, that's a typical thought association pattern that can be analyzed and understood in terms of the theory of minds as semiotic systems. Now, the difference with the computational model is that it's based on the assumption that minds process information the way a computer processes strings of zeros and ones that are high and low voltage. But the key point is this, Giuseppe. While programmers can program machines to execute programs that perform tasks that the computer desires be performed, the machines only are inert causal systems. They are not thinking things. None of those strings mean anything to the machine. You could have a series of digits, and whether it's the, you know, inventory from a grocery store, the contents of a warehouse, whatever, it means nothing to the machine. Now, I have explained how you can increasingly simulate these inanimate machines to perform tasks like those performed by human beings, but you can never bridge the gap between the inanimate machine and the thinking thing. What is going on here, I believe, is to go in the opposite direction. If you cannot turn inanimate machines into thinking things, perhaps you can turn thinking things into something more like a robotic machine, and I believe that's what's going on here. It appears that many of these shots contain graphene oxide. This is like the flimsiest material known to man. It creates a brain-machine interface in the sense that 5G, the electromagnetic devices that are being installed all over the country, where during the lockdown that took place, a very important question, meaning we need to return to how the lockdown came about and who is responsible, but where it appears that using 5G, they can actually control our thoughts and our feelings, so that when you hear that statement, you know, it's 2035, I own nothing, and I'm happier than I've ever been. That's because you are no longer your former self. You no longer have original thoughts, creativity, individuality. You no longer own any possessions. How many of us would be happier if we owned no home, no automobile, none of the possessions that contribute to our happiness? The fact is, it's absurd unless you realize that there's a monstrous plan here to homogenize humanity. And I believe the vax is making the contribution of creating that mind-brain interface, where the astral world event may well have exemplified a pilot project to induce a crowd to surge forward, even though they were trampling and killing other people. My suspicion is that's what took place at Astral World, and we have a great deal to fear about the future.
Wow, what an excellent summation of your work in the field and how you tied it to the present. Really, I salute you for that. I would just submit a couple of thoughts. Number one, with the amazing advents and improvements and understanding of quantum physics, quantum mathematics, and even, you know, creating quantum level computers, very, very, you know, new. It's new. It's not a refined science, but I think that they will ultimately be able to create some type of advanced technology. Like, I have read for years that the technology being used in these dark places, these secret labs and what have you, is somewhere between 20 and 50 years ahead of what we know. And secondly, completely agree with your idea of that they're trying to create a machine interface and turn humans into some type of cyborg. But I think both are occurring. And I mean, here's the break. I'll continue.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, the Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Another important feature of this latest from Mike Adams, which is archived on my blog at jamesfetzer.org, by the way, is the three phases of COVID vaccine mortality. Now, we know the CDC wants to wait for several weeks after the injection and still regards people who've been vaccinated as falling into the category of being unvaccinated for Giuseppe, is it 4 weeks, maybe even six? And that's because a very high proportion of adverse reactions of the vax occur in that interval of time. So instead of counting those as deaths due to the vaccination, they have the formality that even though the person has been vaccinated, they're called unvaccinated. That would probably fit the Betty White thing you mentioned right off the bat, Giuseppe. Yes, they don't want the public to know that she took the booster and that's what killed her. Well, get this. Mike Adams lays out the three phases of COVID vaccine mortality because there are short-term, medium-term, and long-term effects. Listen to this. Short-term, 0 to 30 days. Blood clots, thrombosis, myocarditis, strokes, heart attacks, spontaneous abortions, pulmonary embolism, anaphylactic shock. That's during the 0 to 30 day short term. Medium term, that's from 1 to 12 months. Vaccine-induced immunodeficiency, antibody-dependent enhancement, autoimmune reactions, prion-like neurological destruction. And remember, prions eat holes in your brain. That's what's responsible for mad cow disease. We all welcome that. Heart failure. Those are medium term, 1 to 12 months. Then there are the longer term, 1 to 10 years. Spike protein-induced chromosomal damage, cancer, severe immunodeficiency, fatal autoimmune disorders, suppressed DNA repair mechanism, NHEJ, infertility reproductive disorders. Interestingly, Giuseppe, we're getting reports now that men are being more particular about whether the women they date have or have not been vaxxed because they are suspicious. There's growing awareness that women who've been vaccinated are going to be infertile and incapable of reproduction. So if you're interested in a marriage leading to procreation, you may want to think twice about dating or becoming engaged to a woman who's been vaxxed. I think that's all very responsible and reflects a growing awareness of what's actually taking place here, even though the mainstream will not acknowledge it. Giuseppe, you must be muted.
I was muted. Yep, good call. Excellent points, Jim, and hats off to Mike Adams, who I used to think was a little too much of an extremist when it comes to these dark scenarios, and now I realize he's not. We're living this nightmare, and it is we're at war with an unspeakable evil, and they're murdering millions of innocents. And yeah, to me, Jim, the only science worth paying attention to these days is forensic science. And if you look back at the last decade, especially the last 24 months, you see exactly what these plutocratic evil are doing to the mass of humanity with this experimentation. And so, yeah, it's insane. I mean, the fact that many, many citizens trust the mass media, which is nothing but a gaslighting propagandistic megaphone for the minions of the Rothschild internationalist elves. And so you've literally got people willingly marching to their deaths and taking these injections and thinking that they in all their heart of hearts trust the government, trust the CDC, trust Big Pharma, trust the FDA to embrace their best interests. And Jim, that is absolute lunacy.
I think, the American people are being subjected to a technique of mind control and mass illusion. Actually, also on my blog at jamesvetter.org, that there are increasing acknowledgement that that's taking place to control popular opinions and to manipulate the social interaction of the members of the population. It's gone so far as the extreme case in Canada. Doctor locked into a psych ward who exposed a stillbirth explosion and vaccinated moms. In other words, this is a guy who's being subjected to the Stalinist treatment of being regarded as mentally ill because he doesn't buy into the prevailing narrative being promoted by the Democratic Party in this instance. Get this. In November, Dr. Melvin Bruchet and his friend, Dr. Daniel Neglas, filed criminal charges against selected and appointed Canadian government officials in British Columbia over a possible conflict of interest regarding provincial lockdowns, vaccine mandates, and vaccine passports. They exposed a severe spike in stillbirths at a Vancouver hospital. The women were injected with experimental COVID vaccine in all cases. In December 2021, reminiscent of the Soviet Union's treatment of dissidents, the Canadian government targeted Dr. Bruchet and unlawfully placed him in detention against his will. I mean, this is just so outrageous, Giuseppe, and yet it's something that the Democrats seem to welcome. There was a time when the Democratic Party expressed skepticism of government, but now they're going whole hog with all these vaccine mandates. They complained endlessly about 2016 had been stolen by Trump. But they attack viciously and denigrate anyone who questions whether or not Joe Biden legitimately won the election of 2020. And they seem to be going all whole hog with a completely fabricated event at January 6th what now appears one of the reasons why they introduced the word insurrection here, when there was no effort to topple the government, there was no intent to seize control, and therefore it's not even legally possible that an insurrection was taking place, is because we have an amendment passed post-Civil War that anyone engaging in insurrection is not eligible to serve in a federal office. I think they want to use that against Trump especially to try to keep him from running again, because he cleaned their clock so thoroughly in 2020 that they're afraid it's going to happen again. And after having already, you know, Hillary behind the scene complaining, bitching, moaning, Obama manipulating, but ultimately all operating at the bequest of the Rothschild banking empire. This is why these decisions coming down from the administration don't seem to harmonize at all with American history, our traditional practices, our legal procedures, our constitutional precedents. They don't give a damn. The Rothschild don't care about the Constitution, and Biden is merely a sock puppet. So whereas the Americans would normally have a government that is taking precautions to protect them from, you know, evildoers or bad products in the vaccine industry, for example, that's all been reversed, where the CDC and the FDA and the NIH are all operating as marketing arms of Big Pharma. It is about as blatant as it could be, Giuseppe, and the American people had better catch on before they've done themselves irreversible harm. Already too many have gone that route.
Yes, Jim, I just think that there is no reason to differentiate between the Democrats and Trump, because Trump has been trumpeting that he helped create the vaccine in 3 months and Operation Warp Speed. And so he's just controlled opposition because he didn't create the vaccine in 3 months. The truth is the mRNA vaccines have existed for 20 years. There's no physical way they could create that quantity that they have. It was all sitting there. They just needed to create a false flag scenario, to create this new fancy phrase, mass formation psychosis, when in reality, mind control has been used for 110 years. The Frankfurt School with Shlomo Freud and his elfish deviance, and then passed on to Anna Freud and Edward Bernays, and look at how Bernays easily convinced women to go out in public and smoke cigarettes as freedom torches, and the same mind control convinced the population to get involved in World War One when there was no reason for the United States to get involved in Banker War One or World War Two, Banker War Two, and the masses were initially clear thinking and wanted no part of attacking our European brothers and sisters, and instead, boom, so easily mind controlled. So, yeah, Jim, I mean, I would have some sliver of faith in Donald Trump as not controlled opposition if he were coming out against what's going on, but he is happy to be part of it all. So, you know, there is no difference between these two parties.
Well, I've become convinced by his failure to do precisely that he is part of the problem. I have been a very strong supporter with qualifications, because I believe that his actions in relation to Israel, moving the American embassy to Jerusalem, declaring the Golan Heights to be a part of Israel, defunding the UN organization assisting Palestinian refugees, even redefining anti-Semitism by executive action to include criticism of the policies and actions of the government of Israel, a blatant violation of the First Amendment, that otherwise he was on the right track. But I now believe, looking back upon it, that if he had not locked down the United States, if he had adopted the reasonable policies of quarantining the sick and not locking down the healthy, we would have been overwhelmingly better off. And when he continues to push the vax, as you say, if he does not reverse himself, I believe he's going to lose massive support. We're already where basically I can no longer support the guy unless he comes out and denounces the fact, warns the public of the threat, apologizes profusely for his role here. We, at this point of time, are seeing no signs that he's going to do that. So, Giuseppe, I have to say, I'm also on board with condemning Trump for allowing this to happen. It is a disgrace and a betrayal of his promises to the American people, and God knows it's doing anything but making America great again.
Right, and I guess in the minds of the citizenry, there is a difference, because the Republican Party still represents at least some of the values of the traditional American republic, whereas there is no Democratic Party. It's been so completely taken over by the globalist parasites. It is a fully functional communitarian, which is the new coat of paint on the Zio-communist malignancy that attacked Russia and Europe a century ago in the beginning in the 19-teens and pretty much took over Russia and created the Soviet Union. And so, yeah, I mean, it offends me to even call it the Democratic Party. There is no Democratic Party anymore. There's just a bunch of traitors who literally are seeking to eat away like a cancer at everything that was decent about American Republic.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I mean, what's becoming the Democratic Party? You know, I grew up regarding myself as a Democrat in the tradition of JFK and FDR, because I believe in the social safety network, Social Security, unemployment insurance, workman's compensation, Medicare, Medicaid. I would not be financially viable today were it not for Social Security. So I have a profound appreciation for those problems. But the Democrats have gone so far beyond into a totalitarian mode where they now even want to abolish the filibuster so they can federalize elections throughout America, which, of course, is a gross violation of the Constitution, which delegates the responsibility for selecting electors to the various states, and where any number of them are exposing corruption. It's happened in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Arizona. There's a major effort undergoing now in Wisconsin, I'm very proud to say, because in Wisconsin, it was all distributed to local election officials. And now we have a special investigator seeking to find how all those local election officials were corrupted, because it appears as though the Zuckerberg dollars, the Zuck Bucks, for example, were making a big difference in getting totally unqualified poll workers in to count the ballots who had very explicit instructions. I'll never forget, we had video from Georgia where you saw a poll worker looking at each ballot, and if it was for Trump, he threw it over his shoulder or he tore it up. If it was for Biden, he processed, and they were even running Biden ballots repeatedly through the tabulators so that one ballot might be counted 10, 20, even 100 times. I mean, the multiplicity of techniques that were used here to steal the election. And yet, if you criticize 2020, what happened there, even though they spent over a year doing so against Trump, you're being demonized by the Democrats. If you question the mandates, you're being demonized again by the Democrats, even though they're clearly and blatantly unconstitutional and violations of the Nuremberg Code. And if you challenge the official narrative of January 6th, you're similarly attacked, even though here I have a report. Feds finally admit to running secretive Department of Justice commandos on the January 6th Trump event. I mean, it's just stunning what's going on here. What we're learning, Giuseppe, is that every major story, every major narrative pushed by the Democrats turns out to be not just false, but provably false, but there's no responsible government entity that's going to act, because they're all on the other side participating in the deception and refusing to take appropriate steps to expose it.
Yeah, Jim, it's all a facade. The the two-party system is just one party controlled by the globalist parasites and their endless fiat currency printing as much digital money as they need to buy off whomever and push that forward their zio-communist worldwide hegemony. And so that's what we're looking at, and it's sad because, you know, when I was a little boy, you know, we were working class. We had a small bleach factory business, and you know, all my parents, my grandparents, everyone were Democrats because that was the party that championed the working class and middle class. And we're literally talking about only, you know, 60 years from that to having an operating communitarian, which is, like I said, just a new coat of paint on the 110-year-old Zio-Communist initiative for world government and world totalitarianism. And you look at the idea that some traitor like Nancy Pelosi and her parasite husband can be doing insider trading at a near 70% return on investment and just doing it with impunity. And even the best hedge fund manager gets $1 million bonus if they can deliver a 22% return on investment. It's unheard of to get there. And yet this low-life, subhuman Pelosi and her parasitic husband are getting 70% and doing it in plain sight, and nothing's happening to them. That's the level of corruption and control by the Rothschild internationalist elves.
Yeah, Giuseppe, that's so right on. And there's so many real issues here to deal with, and the Democrats don't want to take on any of them. It's just fairly shocking to me, the abdication of responsible government here. A late illustration, by the way, in your neck of the woods with this massive 1,000-vehicle traffic jam caused by a winter storm, and Biden and his totally inept Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, did nothing to solve it. They should have had out all the heavy trucks and equipment to clear that away right away, Giuseppe. There were people there stuck in the snow for 24 hours. I'm really astounded that there weren't a lot of deaths reported as a consequence, because this was a dire emergency. And once again, the Biden administration demonstrated they're totally unqualified to hold office. They're doing nothing on behalf of the American people, and everything, it would appear, to damage us.
Right. I mean, in the case of the pecking order, it really fell on the governor, the lame duck governor, the baby murderer Northam to jump in and activate the National Guard, which he did not do. But the funniest thing I saw was the virtue signaling communist halfwits were got on the Twitter blaming Youngkin for not stepping up and fixing this when he has not even been inaugurated yet. So that's
yes. Well, they don't let the facts stand in the way of a political agenda. You know, this is all embarrassing. Yeah, Northam was a particularly execrable example of a governor, a man who actually advocates infanticide.
Right.
And if during a third-term abortion, which I don't approve of, even under Roe v. Wade, is murder for any other reason than to save the life or health of the mother, he was advocating infanticide. Born alive babies should be killed, according to this governor of Virginia.
Yeah.
Giuseppe, how can someone of that low moral character assume that office? But then that can be said of so many others.
Exactly. Yeah, that's just it, Jim. I mean, the Talmudist control of the First World has been an effort to shift the Overton window to where murder, child rape, as in pedophilia, human sacrifice, is all acceptable, because that is the Talmudic religion. That is how they roll. That's their Noahide law. That's their you know, 600 and some mitzvahs that create this master-slave society, as the great Frederick C. Blackburn, Blackburn 9, has outlined in his research, having essentially his life destroyed by pointing out that Israel did 9/11, and he had all the proof, being a telecom and the new type of telecom, the voice over internet expert and training people. And he pointed out all these lies, and they destroyed his life. Literally, he had to live in his car for a couple of years as he managed to rebuild his very existence. And so the idea that anyone could accept it, but, you know, there's a classic aphorism, or actually it's more of an allegory, pardon me, that you put a frog in lukewarm water with a slow boil, and the frog will not jump out, and you'll kill the frog, whereas you drop a frog in boiling water, they'll jump right out. And that's what the Talmudic elves have done in shifting the Overton window to where you have literally massive amounts of American and race traders occupying this country. Every face diaper wearing communitarian libtard is a perfect example. They are so mentally weak and entrained that they are acting in their own destruction and putting the gas pedal all the way to the floor to do it quickly.
Giuseppe, we're counting on Jack Mullen joining us after the break here, but I just received the following report. Jim Stone confirmed Area 51 PlayStation game from 2005 has the entire COVID plot laid out verbatim. It's a 2-minute video, which I've just sent you. The entire plot is there, including chips in a DNA vax launch as a result of the New World Order global government takeover. Perhaps we can play that when we return from the break.
And absolutely.
Hopefully Jack Mullen will be with us, my friend. This is from 2005. So that indicates it's been 15 years or more, probably 20.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick, I think, thank you. Welcome to the crypt.
Hey enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio, Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Simply delighted to report that we have been joined by our featured guest, Jack Mullen, now, where this guy really has a handle on what goes on around the country. We're getting feedback, Giuseppe. I don't know how to deal with that. But let's bring in Jack and get some preliminary thoughts, and then maybe take a look at that short video if you have it set up.
I have it set up, and Jack, welcome to the event. It's great to have you join. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, Giuseppe. Hi, Jim.
Hey,
nice
Jack.
To see you again. I mean, I don't have this camera on here. Is that something you need? Or
No. It's up to you. Personal choice.
We'd like it if you do, Jack. You might want to go to headphones because we're getting feedback, and I think it's just picking up and going into your mic. Yeah. So
well,
if you could do that.
I have headphones on, and so I might those off.
I can try one thing, Jim, real quick. Let me maybe I can fix it on this end. You guys talk, and I'll shoot. I'll try.
Okay. Jack, I know how terribly busy you've been. You're one of the busiest guys on planet Earth. I know from my own experience, but we're really keen on having your take on the big picture on where we stand and where we're going from here. What we must do to get us out of this.
One of the people that appear to be involved with the creation of the mRNA vaccine, talking about this is a human catastrophe. So I don't know whether you picked up his language there or not, but
yep. Agreed. It is a catastrophe. Go ahead.
And it's you know, it's his idea that that we're participating in some kind of mass psychosis, as and also Dr. Merkel and others have mentioned, is, I mean, it's beyond my ability to understand how this is possible. It's like some of the people in this, most of the people I know in this world now seem to be just some sort of a prop here, because there's no action that they can provide. They're like being in the Matrix and having to walk through the crowd and go around the girl with the red dress. They are really the enemy, in the sense that they will support things that keep them comfortable, and they'll be supported by a variety of handouts, universal basic income, you name whatever it is, what it's going to take. And as we see more and more people coming into this system that are less capable of doing anything than were, say, 10 years ago or 20 years ago. So we're losing the ability of people to contribute to society in general, yet at the same time, they still have to maintain an income. And this group of people are going to be very easily misled or directed to do the bidding of whoever is going to be the bidder here in the final analysis, because we're moving towards, in 2022, the actual exposure of this massive genocide that's in progress. It will become evident as ever to those of us who can see and are awake and have taken a little bit of time to study it, whereas the rest of the people are going to experience this as well, and they're going to experience it as some form of a horror that this so-called, you know, pandemic and its offspring nonsense like Omicron and the Delta variant and any other variant they want to come up with. All they have to do is slide the little PCR detector across the long, 33,000 base pairs that they manufactured in that Wuhan lab as a basis for the coronavirus that was created later in the University of North Carolina's lab and weaponized and then therefore turned into a vaccine. So, of course, calling it a vaccine is a marketing, it is something that, you know, the FTC could strike you down for. And, you know, the FTC is another organization that's plays a little bit of a role in this, in that they regulate all the alternative medicine companies, or, you know, have a way in which they can regulate them by being very careful about what you're allowed to say and what you may promote as, you know, the results of taking this or that or the other. And yet at the same time, they're not saying a word about this thing that is a gene therapy wrapped up as a bioweapon and sold to us as a vaccine. Regardless of whether they changed slightly the vaccine definition back in September, it is not a vaccine by any definition. So therefore, that itself is a criminal activity, and other people get very large fines. You know, look at the ephedra market back in, I can't remember when it was, but it was certainly in the early 2000s when they said, you know, we're not allowed to take ephedra anymore. Its marketing is fraudulent. You know, it doesn't cause you to lose weight or whatever. And so anyway, as the people begin to realize that the people around them and themselves included are getting sicker and sicker and their immunity is chased away, they're going to reach out, of course, for more vaccines, but they're also going to be pointed towards people like us as the culprit, which is the most absurd, mind-bending nonsense you could ever imagine. That I've had maybe 3, 4, 5 vaccines, and yet it's the guy that doesn't have his vaccine yet that is causing me to be sick. And there's no way that you could wrap your head around that, right? I mean, it's not logically tenable.
Jack, it's completely absurd. The preposterous position of the government is that the protected need to be protected from the unprotected by giving the unprotected the same protection that did not protect the protected. I mean, if the vaccines work, why would we need masks? Why would we need mandates if the vaccines work? And if they don't work, why do we need them at all? Ron Johnson, I'm proud to say, is my senator here from Wisconsin, has made that point to Congress, but it seems to be falling on deaf ears. It's just staggering. And you mentioned changing the definition of a vaccine to try to, you know, roll these mRNA, which are not medicine, within the cover of the immunity from liability past earlier legislation. But that was, legislation was passed with a definition as it then stood. I do not believe changing now has a retroactive effect on the law properly understood. So I don't believe that's a ploy they can successfully execute.
I agree with you 100%. And also, speaking of changing definitions, I see Fauci was out redefining fully vaccinated and now calling it keeping your vaccines up to date or your vaccinations up to date. So, you know, those days of being fully vaccinated, I'm sorry, are long gone.
Yeah, and your vaccines will never be up to date because they're going to constantly bring up new vaccines. They want to put you on a lifetime regimen of vaccines. It's just absolutely catastrophic what's going on here.
It's and so, you know, they're going to continue to give people vaccines until they kill every single one of them, however long it takes.
Yes.
And these population predictions that I found from Deagle some time ago where people are now saying even James Covert, you know, made a jab at that article saying that, you know, it seems to be politically motivated and blah, blah, blah. No, that, I think it was quite it did what it was supposed to do. It was supposed to alert certain people to the fact that we're going to see an enormous drop in population over the next few years through 2025. And that's going to bring about changes that no one can even envision now. We've never lived in a world like that. And so, you know, it's not even as hard for me when I sit and try to imagine, you know, what is it going to be like when there's nobody to do anything. And the people that are left are angry because I don't somehow have a vaccination or can't prove that I have a vaccination. And
well, Jack, along that line, I mean, what happens when there are no consumers, no customers for products? Are all these big companies just going to shrivel up and blow away? I mean, have they thought this through? Who's going to do the lube jobs? Who's going to mow the lawns? I mean, they're getting rid of everybody, you know, from box boys to small business to everyone in between, leaving only the big giants like Costco, Amazon.com in particular, which appears to be, you know, wrapping around the world like a giant boa constrictor to squeeze every drop of expenditure any product anyone ever purchases from that sole source.
I'm completely in agreement. And you use the same analogy that I was telling Stephanie yesterday. We are being strangled like a giant boa constrictor. Those of us who are still healthy and have access to food and some income, et cetera, are sitting here in this horrible situation where you see on TV in an animal show where one animal's, you know, not quite large enough to completely kill the other animal. So we go through this long drawn out period where it attempts to suck the life out of the body. And that's what we're doing right now. We see nothing happening that I can determine. We're not seeing any lively pushback on this. I mean, we do see some people out in the streets and lots of comments, and we know that they're waking up because we can see more of them on the internet, but there's nobody making any physical effort to do anything. And on the other hand, we don't see anyone in any position of power that I've noted, you know, trying to introduce some sort of sideways attack on this system that has infinite liability protection. And one of the projects that I'm working on right now, and I hope to have out, I've become sick, and I know that Jim was worried that I had something terrible, but no, I have what I've gotten many times in my life, which is just that sometime in December I start getting a cough, and then I get a fever from that, and I feel like crap for as much as a week or sometimes 2 weeks. But regardless, it slowed me down with this project. But my project is, Jim, is to publish this. It's a document that I have taken materials from everyone that I can run into that can help contribute to a way around this situation that is not just a frontal assault. And so most of the material that I've put together have come from work that David Martin has done, but not only David Martin, but, you know, Dr. Merkula and diverse people like Tom Cohen and Andrew Kaufman, et cetera, but also Francis Boyle, constitutional attorney. And I'm attempting to create a document that basically summarizes the situation that we the thinking are in. and notes the claims that are being made by the government relative to this fake pandemic, and then from the claims makes a list of bases for indictment in law, and that includes the endless on-record lying that is done by not only people like Fauci and Gates, et cetera, but also those that support them, and the entire mainstream media, the medical establishment, specifically the state governments, especially at the top levels, like where the governors are lying endlessly about, states of emergency, number of people being hospitalized from COVID, et cetera. Even right down to the fact that COVID itself is not the name of the actual infection. It would be SARS-CoV-2, which they just pulled out of thin air and, replaced the word COVID, which is now a list of symptoms, which then they can modify because the symptoms are going up. And so we see, an opportunity here to put together this block of information, including what's going to go with it is many, many videos and documents that support everything, and including CDC information and others that show you what the actual survival rate, so right now we're vaccinating children when they age 0 to 19, the survival rate is 99.9973, which means that
absent the vax.
I'm sorry?
The survival rate absent the vax. With the vaccination, survival rate's going to drop dramatically. Yeah.
Correct. Yes, yes. These were all things that were developed and these numbers came up with in the late 2020 and early 21. Whereas now we're seeing the takeover of the deaths from the vaccine. So the virus is, in fact, the vaccine. And so all the way up until 60 to 69, the survival rate was 99.41%. So that's not something you would ever insist that someone be attacked with some sort of stabbing weapon filled with unknown toxins or saline. Who knows? And no one knows. And the doctor doesn't know. And, of course, we know they're numbered now. And somebody with the proper inside info might be able to identify, oh, you got the placebo. But for the most part, when you don't get the placebo, you have no idea what's in these things. They're all just experimental crapshoots that they all got together as a gang of looting and pirating corporations working under a medical mafia and an established medical monopoly system that prevents any competition. And then they take this information to the people as though it's actually real. It's something scientific when it's none. It couldn't be less scientific. Nobody's going to get a vaccine in a real world with mental health when they can't even see a piece of paper about what the heck might be in it. And then to know that there's 6 or 7 different varieties of them, all claiming to have a different approach to whatever it is they're trying to do. People find a graphene oxide or hydroxide in it. And, these things are all crimes. And so what we need is one grand jury, and studying the words of Francis Boyle when he was had that conversation with Merkula, we the people and of the states have an obligation and a right to create or cause to be created grand juries, and there are some 6 states in the United States that have citizen grand juries, which mean that they only need to generate a certain number of signatures before a judge is then compelled to create a grand jury. And other states have other means to do so, including, contacting prosecutors in various positions in the state, district attorneys, et cetera. They have different names. But these people can also create grand juries. And these grand juries can be presented with the information that I have. And I know that you do too, Jim and others. And Giuseppe, you know what's going on here, but this information is already shown to be true. It's factual. It's scientific. It's documented. It includes the patents. It goes all the way back into the 1990s when they first started patenting the idea of the coronavirus, and then some 4,000 patents afterwards as to how it could be used, even patenting how it could be measured. And so, Pfizer and the other companies maintain not only the CDC maintain not only a patent on the actual bioweapon, but they patent on how to detect it. And that means that then they control all the licensing of all the detectors that are able to be sold, et cetera.
And that puts us in a position of never even having a third party examine anything. It's just, it's unbelievable. So, I mean, what are we waiting for here? There's no law. There's no heroes. There's nobody standing up. I know that I wrote to the company up in Wisconsin that was involved with Dr. David Martin's attempt to send what he called the Fauci dossier to every congressperson in the United States. And I wrote to them to get a copy of that dossier. They wrote me back and said, yes, he had done that, and they had sent it, and they had gotten one response. Now, I don't know why they would have gotten a response, but maybe they put something in the document that said, you know, if you'd like more information or whatever, get in contact with us. So out of all the 400 members of, you know, the federal government's representatives to us, we get one response. And I know that this has been given to state level attorney generals in Colorado and other states. I think Nevada was one. But nothing heretofore that I can hear or discern has come from it. Whereas Francis Boyle says it's not worth wasting 1 minute trying to deal with this at the federal level, that the federal court system is completely compromised and gone. And I think that, you know, we can attest to that, Jim, that the court systems are generally gone everywhere.
Well, you're making impeccable points, and of course I admire Francis Boyle beyond words. I just say this testing thing, controlling the testing, is a variation of Stalin's observation. It doesn't matter who casts the votes. What matters is who counts them. It doesn't matter the state of health of the individual. It's what the result of the test. This is all a test-driven phenomenon to create a mass illusion of a problem by reclassifying 38 million cases of the flu as COVID, so that the year after we had 38 million cases of the flu, there were only like 2,000. So what do we think, that 37,998,000 cases of the flu just disappeared? I would say the symptoms I underwent were analogous to those of a severe, serious flu, and that, you know, what you're talking about, Jack, is really an excellent plan. We have the Rod Serling image of the voiceover. Imagine a virus so lethal you have to be tested to know you've got it. I mean, that's it. We're being played. When Hillary was talking about testing, 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 I knew there was a major scam at work. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Well, first, salute to Jack, his noble and necessary efforts to put together a comprehensive document that maybe will work, wake up a few people. Are you going to put that at the government rag jug, Jack, or somewhere else?
I plan to publish it all over. It'll be up. I'm creating a site. Hope to have it up, and it's not necessary, but it's ancillary, and it has a name. JustOneGrandJury.org.
Oh, nice.
It's all we need in the United States, and I'll let you keep going, Giuseppe. But all we need is one grand jury, according to Boyle's. You know, it only takes one. We have to get around their protection and their immunity to liability. And that's the 1986 law and then this later thing they came up with, which was called
the PREP Act. What?
Yeah, PREP Act. And it's got to have some little buzzword name like that.
Right.
Both of these were to ensure and nail down the fact that they couldn't be held liable for mass murder and the introduction of a bioweapon. And that was very interesting because it also required Trump to weasel through all the states and push them all towards that national emergency so they could get 50 states at the level of national emergency. Because from my understanding, if they were not able to do that, the states that did not declare an emergency would not have the same impetus to prevent other solutions to these so-called COVID diseases, you know, that were out there and as such were violating all sorts of antitrust laws, but at the same time, it violated the medical definition of what could be permissibly forced on you. And if there are any alternatives, you can't do that. So these things were very carefully crafted to shield them from liability. Well, there's ways still around that based on, you know, even the FTC stuff, wherein if you are charged with a felony from false advertising, false claims, deceptive advertising, et cetera, then these companies that are charged and actually get a indictment and then prosecuted and convicted of having a felony, then they lose their immunity, period. And in which case, we could just destroy them, I think.
Jack, let me insert just two quick comments. Number one, suppressing HCQ and ivermectin was indispensable to the emergency use authorization because if there were any available alternative methods, it could not be granted. So they had to demonize two widely available, inexpensive, and completely effective treatments in order to make their case, which in my opinion demonstrates conclusively the malice, that this was motivated by malice. There can't be any room here for a sincere belief but mistaken. No, this was a deliberate action to put the lives of every American at risk from these injections. The second is that given the insurance companies are going to go bankrupt here unless they conduct the excuse, the clause they have that they don't cover death or damage from an experimental medical procedure. That's right in all of these insurance policies. So I think a lot of Americans ought to think twice about whether they're willing to subject themselves to an experimental procedure that's going to nullify their life and health insurance.
I agree. And I also see the insurance companies having a problem anyway. So we have most of Americans are at an age that they're getting closer and closer to retirement. And the bulk of the population is glutting through the, you know, late 50s, early 60s, and early 70s. These people are all coming into ages where they are being bombarded with poisons. And at the same time, they have lots of different types of insurances on their home, health insurance, et cetera. And these people are going to start creating a problem for insurance companies as they begin to die and people try to collect on their life insurance, et cetera. And all of them are not going to be called death from an experimental vaccine, because that's another problem they have is quandary. If they start naming that as the reason, then, you know, they may, in fact, expose themselves. I believe that they have to maintain that they're dying of COVID. And so in the meantime, they can continue to blame others for that, et cetera. But I expect to see some sort of, you know, force majeure situation show up on the financial system in the very near future. It is basically in crack up boom. And there's nothing that we can do now to prevent the prices from, you know, going to the moon. Yes?
You're telling me FAB, that's Francis A. Boyle, is telling you only one grand jury in any state is required here to move this forward. That is sensational.
JustOneGrandJury.org is the reason I came up with that idea. It's like all we need is one, and that cracks it, you know, because in every state you have the same type of people that are represented.
But Jack, how does that circumvent, as it works its way up the legal chain, the federal court system, which even FAB concedes?
It doesn't go to the federal courts.
We'll be right back with our special guest, Jack Mullen, right after the break.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio, 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 Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the final 30 minutes of the event. I think the break was ended unexpectedly. So, Jack, phenomenal information sharing in your first 30 minutes. And one thing that I would point out, as Jim will return shortly, is that this whole genetic engineering and experimentation to transform humanity into something less than human, it's not just the injection or, as the globalists call vaccination, the biologics division. They've also done horrific damage to first world and possibly global health with this Monsantan glyphosate introduction. And in my training in natural medicine and in nutrition, a Master of Science in Oriental Medicine, Bachelor of Science in Nutrition, both disciplines pointed 20 years ago to the fact that 90% of all disease originates in the gut, and having a healthy gut biome is so vital. And glyphosate and Roundup is essentially a repurposed industrial pipe cleaner that totally destroys the biome. So this agenda of these Satanists is so comprehensive and has been in play for so long. It's just, my God, we have to do something, essentially.
Jack, do you have a basic document about this already, yeah, or is it the one you're putting together that you don't quite have up yet? How soon will you get it up?
I've got it complete. I'm doing I won't say 100% complete, because you come up with, I got to blah, but I'm going through it now and cleaning it up. And I'm already way behind. It should have been out.
Could you?
But
I want you to send it to me ASAP. I'm interviewing a number of candidates for governor of Wisconsin, and I want to suggest they might like to follow up on this.
It's awesome. I mean, and you can't argue with it. The data is right there, including, I said, the patent numbers, et cetera. And so anyway, if we could just get one in one state, they don't have to go through the federal government. This is not a federal grand jury, but a state grand jury. And that would be charges of criminally or murder and conspiracy to commit murder. That's the basic first charge. I've added other charges. But these things are – this isn't a tremendous conspiracy. It's extremely easy to point out how. And they are murdering people. So they're, it is murder and a conspiracy to commit murder. And after that, then we would, if we can get the immunities dropped from companies like Pfizer, et cetera, even though they are not the culprits in the top of the food chain, but they're certainly the manufacturing arm of the enemy. If we can get them shut down, if we can get them with their own charges of murder because they've lost immunity, and then bring those to grand juries outside of the initial case, then you've got something that's going to take off like wildfire. And that's assuming that we have men and women that are willing to have a little bit of guts to do this. And I know that there are plenty of them out there. They just don't see the angle or the, the way in.
Did you see the image of my unvaxxed Christmas tree? No needles, only balls.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Giuseppe, can we play that 2-minute video? I think that Jack would like to see that.
Absolutely.
Too.
Here we go.
Some have called our plans a Luciferian conspiracy, but they will not say such things after the coming of the new guard. They will hold their tongues. Not because they have had a change of heart, but because, because they will already have rotted out from the inside. The chips we've implanted in the majority of the population under the guise of vaccinations allow us to watch the watchers. Now, how could anyone say the pact was a bad thing?
Bioweapon engineering requires finesse to manipulate both the pathogen and the population in a way that accomplishes the desired effect. It necessitates extensive lab work, followed by a series of controlled study groups. One such example of a localized control group was the 1976 experiment in a Philadelphia hotel. we were able to successfully introduce the pathogen, which became commonly known as Legionnaire's disease. It became the model for more complex experiments released into larger population groups, such as HIV and the SARS virus. Ebola has been the most virulent of our population-tested experiments and the most difficult one to keep in check. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as the World Health Organization, act as our preliminary survey team, gathering statistics and data of the virulence of the pathogens we have released. They also monitor established outbreak parameters, so the pathogens remain under our direction. The end result of these controlled experiments was to be the resurgence of bubonic plague and smallpox to create a pandemic, allowing the government to control the surviving population with considerable ease.
Incredible parallel.
I guess that's it.
That's it, yep.
Hey,
yeah.
Thanks for playing it. Sure. Jack, we've been played right and left, and I think that if we don't do something about it, such as you're spearheading here, I think we're going to be not just in dire straits, but most of us are going to be not around to protest anymore because we'll be 6 feet under or more likely cremated because there are going to be so many bodies. They're not going to know what to do with them. There aren't going to be enough refrigerated trucks. People are going to start dropping like flies, which is why they're so aggressive now about pushing the vax. 24/7, we're getting this absurd propaganda to be vaccinated, even coming from this fake president of the United States, that you're not doing your social duty, you're not protecting your children if you don't get the vax. When the vax does nothing to protect us, another meme I saw was if you had 3 polio shots in 6 months but still got polio, you'd be asking some questions, wouldn't you? Well, here they're promoting all these vaxes and people are still getting the virus, so we ought to be asking a lot of questions. Giuseppe mentioned Betty White, who just kicked the bucket in spite of appearing to be in robust health just days after she took her booster shot, which we're now seeking to conceal. I think these cases involving prominent figures can be very telling as a signal to the American people, but they're doing everything they can to suppress it.
No doubt. You know, I saw the other day one of the editors of the New York Times, a young-looking guy, you know, I think he was, 58? He took his vaccine, was gone within several hours, actually. And, you know, and I can't feel too sorry for that guy because they had an opportunity to actually tell the truth. But because the entire mainstream media and the people that own the pharmaceutical companies and the ancillary companies that are associated with them are all the same people. They're all owned by BlackRock and Vanguard. And there's some others that David Martin has noted. But, you know, this is the problem that we have today is that even the people that are working for the enemy have no preference as to whether they're going to stay alive or not. They're certainly not in the position they need to be to get some sort of special recognition so they don't get killed. I think something that Giuseppe was talking about, I just wanted to bring up real quick, is that, you know, he was talking about, you know, this is an attack on so many dimensions, and it's gone on for so long that the people don't even, I mean, they're now stunned like an animal that gets bitten or struck by a snake with some poison while they stand there and wobble around for a while before the snake can kill them. That's the way the American people are. And another one of these absolutely unbelievable, never-ending hoax lies of the greatest magnitude is this idea that we have to reduce the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. It is so dangerous and so mentally ill, and only people that could survive without living in a world of plants whatsoever would even find this idea entertaining at all. We have lowest carbon level or CO2 levels in 400 years. We have an ever increasing media hype to further minimize to restrict people's behaviors and what they can eat, where they can drive, and what they can drive. And the land they can own and the kind of things they can do on their land, like burning, et cetera. These people are mentally ill, and there's nothing to call them, you know, but mentally ill. It's the same as saying, you know, the vaccine has to be thrown out. The word is a bioweapon, and we call these people what they are. Some people suggest maybe they work for some other entity, and we know that this world has had plenty of other entities. I mean, you read John Dee's, I recommend anybody interested in the subject pick up some of John Keel's work. One of his better works was The Mothman Prophecies, in it that he was able to condense a lot of his years of research, 20 books or whatever, into that book. But, you know, there are things that live here that come and go that don't get here from a spaceship and somehow show up. And, you know, it's possible that at the very top of this, we've got that. We certainly know we see a plan that's so incredibly detailed and tied together with every aspect. I mean, just think about the idea that you can make up a fake pandemic, play the whole thing over a course of one full year where nobody died of anything except normal causes in less than the years before in total numbers of all causes, and yet they still maintain that pandemic illusion while telling you straight to your face that it, survival rate was 99.99 blank, 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 and then have the luxury of vaccinating people and now seeing the new evidence that the number of people dying from age 40 to 64 has gone up 40% in 1 year. I mean, this, you know, and now they're able to say, look, now we have the Omicron variant, which is just an anagram of the word, you know, moronic, which it has other meanings because you notice that, I mean, if you look at just the Star Trek original series, you can count 27 times in the shows. You know, they mentioned Omicron, and of course there have been movies made of Omicron and whatever. It's just one of those words that's kind of like the word, you know, Saturn. It's one of the occult world's wonder words, but these are all just mockeries. I mean, we're being mocked by this garbage that there's an Omicron variant. While, you know, now suddenly people are beginning to die, they can say it's this, and what a plan. I mean, the whole thing's
diabolically clever, and those who are smart enough to refuse the vax are demonized. They're run out of the healthcare industry, dumped out of the military, thereby weakening the military and our healthcare system. And the schools are gotten so outrageous, or even injecting vaccine kids without their parents' permission. It's about as despicable and diabolical a plan as the human mind could devise. And I have no doubt they invested a huge amount of money in doing research with social psychologists and experts in epidemiology to figure out the most efficacious way to take down America and to gain control of the entirety of planet Earth.
Absolutely. And you ask, what are they, you know, who do they plan to have as consumers, et cetera? Well, when you see who they're consolidating to, they're consolidating to the big boxes, Walmart, Costco, as you mentioned, all those Walmart-related companies like Lowe's, et cetera. And these people will be what remains. And, you know, they can downsize that situation pretty easily and continue to move along. If they're planning to decimate most of the population in the United States, you know, it's just going to be every other job that loses all their employees. And I would suspect that except for transportation of stuff and how they're going to acquire it from China or wherever we get it, we're not going to have that much stuff that we're going to be allowed to buy anyway. So these guys are living in the heyday of the consumerism era as the money supply has gone up over 100% M1 over the last 12 months. So there's plenty of money in the market right now. You got BlackRock and Vanguard and the Federal Reserve and their other associated companies buying up every piece of property there is. They own the homes. BlackRock owns the homes that they have been purchasing wholesale from the home market. And something called Blackstone is the company that's buying up homes and turning them into rental units. And, of course, we have these blacks, you know, that's something out of my guess is that represents the stone that you can find in the center of the temple in Mecca, which is always called the Black Rock. But whatever that word means, this company now, the largest company on planet Earth, called the fourth branch of the federal government, is now in charge of our lives.
And both BlackRock and Vanguard are controlled by the Rothschilds, the banking enterprise, Jack. So it goes back not to Mecca or Medina. It goes right back to London, the city of London, where Muammar Gaddafi said if you wanted to stop terrorism in the world, simply launch a cruise missile into the city of London. I think he got it right.
Right. No, I didn't have any belief that this came from. Is controlled from Mecca or anything, but I believe that stone has some sort of religious significance to these people, whether they are Jewish or not. That it does. But you're right, yeah. So we have a layer above the owners of these companies. If you just look into the history of the company called Bain Capital and their association with Mitt Romney and Bill Gates and Dick Cheney, all members, board of directors, and they manage all these assets for Gates, including Cargill and the other food companies that they have acquired. These It's Impossible Burger plants that they're trying to generate this insect-laden garbage and then sell it to us as protein, telling us that we can't afford to have cows because they create a problem for the environment while they're starving every tree and plant on the earth of its necessary nutrients to live.
Yep.
And knowing that if we were increasing the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, we would have an abundance of food that probably could feed everyone indefinitely forever. It's been done already. Look how many times we've fed 9 billion people over the last decade. It can be done.
Well, Jack, there's no correlation whatsoever between variations in Earth warming and cooling and the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. Jolse and I have done the first of a whole series about this. Without a correlation, unless they were in sync, such that the increase in CO2 is correlated with the increase in the Earth's temperature, there's no causal connection there. So the whole thing is a fabrication. If you look at autism and vaccines, the more vaccines, the more autism. And obviously with the MRA, the more MRA, the more death and devastation. So this is another completely phony story that's intended to compromise. You know, the gas and coal industry, for example, had turned America into a third world nation. It's as though they want to return to feudal times where they're ensconced in their castles, today known as gated communities, and the rest, those who remain, are toiling as serfs and slaves in the field. I believe that is the objective.
There's no doubt. And we've all been slaves. You know, in the United States, the biggest joke on the American people, besides the fact that since 1913, their entire system of wealth has been hijacked and used to destroy the world and then create this final pandemic sort of nightmare scenario to eliminate the rest of the population. But that the people themselves have been the least free of all peoples. You know, being wealthy doesn't have a slight relationship to being free. It might be in some mentally healthy world it could, but in this world,
Jack, you're missing the distinction between freedom, a lack of constraint, and actually having the ability to carry out your aspirations. The rich have much more what's known as effective freedom. In other words, they can do the things they want to do, travel around the world, buy a yacht, you know, go to the symphony on a daily, which ordinary people can't do because they lack the means. So the rich actually have more effective freedom to do whatever they want to do, which is why right now they can engage in the enterprise of trying to take control of the entirety of planet Earth, which no mere mortal could undertake. Giuseppe, I know you have lots of thoughts, so I want you to contribute them now.
Well, my first question is regarding the Mothman prophecies. Jack, is that by the author John Keel? I'm trying
Correct.
To find the book. Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay, great. Then that's the right book.
You will be very pleased with yourself for purchasing that book, I think.
I will purchase
it. It explains a lot of this world.
Yeah. And my second observation is I just read last night when I was going through the various websites I like to monitor daily for information that there's an immensely underreported fact that just 2 months before the unleashing of the scamdemic global initiative, the central banks of this various first world countries were bailed out even larger amounts of money than was the 2008 bailout, and yet nobody covered it. And so just another instance of this insane, massive wealth transfer that is occurring right in front of our noses.
Yep. I mean, the bailouts of the financial institutions started the day that they, you know, March 13, 2020, it went full speed because all those big box corporate companies and the financial institutions got special monies to handle the, you know, pandemic crisis. But what they're really being is paid off for shutting their mouth and doing whatever they're told to do. And this system has very well benefited the 1%. Now, Jim's talking about the rich, and 1% of the population has over 88% of all assets on the earth. So, yes, they can do whatever they want. They have freedom. But the rest of us have to work hard to have the little bit of luxuries that we have. And yet a middle-class American may feel slightly wealthy because he has a couple cars and a decent house. Yes. But if you live in another nation where you're not wealthy at all, but you don't also have income tax and fees and registrations and interest on your loans and everything that you can't avoid, and they grow every year, property tax, et cetera, Americans have really been put to the slave stone. It's sad. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm increasingly disposed to believe these policies of the Democrats to leave the homeless on the street, to not prosecute crime, to defund the police, are all gates to create chaos in America, because they want to reimpose a form of equity where everyone is treated alike. They're even now passing a policy to discriminate against non-whites with medical care. I mean, life and death decisions are going to be made on a discriminatory basis. This is so un-American and unlawful. It's absolutely staggering, but it's going on apace, and the Democrats are all for it.
No, they're the party of racism. I mean, they have been that way since I began to pay attention to them all the way back into the Civil War. So, there clearly is an agenda right now to separate the races out and to make the white race the demon for, the fall guy for whatever it is that we're about to face.
Jack, I got to commend you for having a pointing to a way out of this problem by the grand jury, and I want you to get that up and share it with me and Giuseppe and everyone else so that we can promote it ourselves in various venues and opportunities. This sounds to me like a very important step that can be taken. Because the power of the propaganda, television news, endlessly reporting, get the vax, the threat, protect your family, protect your children. It's all bullshit, but people believe it. They believe it. So it's going to take quite a lot to overcome the powerful effect where television is the greatest device for brainwashing ever designed by the hand of man.
If a group of people, and let's say, for example, Jack Kennedy, John F. Kennedy's father.
Joe Kennedy.
Joe, yeah, not Jack. I'm sorry, I was thinking of Jack Kennedy being John F. Anyway, Joe Kennedy, attempted to at one time buy some mainstream media, and he was approached by someone wealthy, which now it's been years ago that I read the story, but I kept in mind Michael Collins Piper, or is it Michael Piper Collins? Michael Piper. He did a really nice job of analyzing the situation with Joe, where Joe attempted, and this was in the latter days. This was after World War II was over. This is when FDR had basically rejected him, and he was starting to wake up to who was in control of the world. He was approached by some wealth and asked to be involved with buying large quantities of radio and TV, seeing that at the time they were being monopolized by one group of people, namely the banker Zionists that had owned all of the media mostly since the 1920s and bought the movie industry up at the very beginning, both in New York and California. California they bought and purchased first. But regardless, he attempted to make that happen. And for reasons that were based on the same thing that you could that Charles Lindbergh experienced and others, what's his name that did the witch hunt for communists in the 50s?
Joe McCarthy.
Yeah, these people experienced the same pressure. He was forced to back down and bailed out of the idea. But that's the thing. If someone, you know, there's several ways this could be taken care of. If someone could afford to buy one TV station in 20 markets and then had the guts to stand there and refute all this and maybe do it in the same kind of glamorous style that they do it now with their little girls that are beautiful but stupid and telling everyone to get a vaccine, that very quickly the people would change their minds if they could see any authority figure at all.
This is a tragedy of Donald Trump evidently being complicit here if he can't get his head screwed on right, because he would be the guy who could do all those things, Jack. And I'm just distraught over the thought that he could be playing us for suckers and saps. Jack, we were certainly delighted to have you here. It was well worth waiting for. We want to have you back again. So please do let us know when your schedule would accommodate a repeat appearance. It's only on Wednesdays, this show, where it's a large broadcast. We do both Studio A and Studio B simultaneously. And we do have a considerable reach, so we'd love to get you back. Giuseppe, further closing thoughts of yours?
I just think it's phenomenal. Jack is definitely sees reality for what it truly is, not the gaslighting lies from the globalist mind controllers. So, yeah, I look forward to having Jack back soon.
Tell us again, Jack, about the new website. How soon do you think it'll be up and available?
Excuse me. Well, the first place it'll end up is...
Officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet.
I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have. Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe him. Seems such a display of courage, skill, nerve, Greg, stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible!
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs!
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.